Fields plays the ball back to Carrington, FC United's left back. Back it goes to our sole centre back, Fran Davis. Davis to Foster. Foster now. Sweeping pass out towards the right hand side. Yvette Lukes tries to receive that pass, but it's cut out there, and it's Hadrudovic playing the ball over the top, and Battle is onside here. Battle's one-on-one with the goalkeeper, rounds the goalkeeper, and this is going to be 1-0 to FC United on 5 minutes. And a simple ball over the top, Paul. Jess Battle, as we've seen numerous times, beating the offside trap. Weaver comes out, and like her namesake at City, really was left stranded.
Yeah, I was wondering about the offside call there, to be honest. But Weaver actually weaved out the way, I thought, rather than try and block her. And it was rather simple for her to waltz round the keeper and stick it in the open goal.
Free kick taken, and the ball returned there by Davis towards Garner, but it's back with Triano. Triano infield there, nice bit of play there by Parkinson, but that ball is cut out. And now FC United on the attack, and Jess Battle is onside again. Battle one-on-one with the keeper, rounds Weaver. It's a tight angle, no problem at all for Jess Battle. And on 15 minutes, it's 2-0, Paul, and nearly a carbon copy of the first one just 10 minutes ago.
Well, Greeno won the ball in midfield and slipped a slide rule pass through, and there was two defenders in the near vicinity and the keeper, but Battle's touch was good, and it just enabled to just get wide of the last man and the keeper, and once she gets an open goal, she's not going to miss many of those.
And here's Foster infield, it goes to Jean now out to the right hand side to find Lukes just inside FC United's half. Lukes now infield with it over the halfway line, she comes, finds Garner now, back it goes to the edge of the centre circle to Foster inside FC's half, square it goes to Greenall out to the right hand side to Jean now over the halfway line, ball played over the top, Battle's onside. Oh, good save. The ball's going to break to Fields volleys it first time. Oh, that's a fine finish from Cara Fields. It's about, what's that, Paul, 28 yards out on the volley, side foots it into the bottom corner, goalkeeper well out of position. And on the stroke of 17 minutes, FC United are 3-0 up. And speaking of threes, that's probably 3 points, Paul.
Well, that was all about technique, I think. And Cara Fields kept her cool there as the ball dropped from the sky and just guided it into the goal. And she could have tried to thump it there and missed the target, but that was very cool and very calm.
Battle there with a nice ball to find Chambers on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Cross comes into the near post. There's Battle. And that is a hat-trick within the first 23 minutes of this game, Paul. Jess Battle's been proper cutthroat, but to be fair, so's FC United. A great ball there from, and a great run from Chambers over on the left hand side.
It's the old firm of the skipper going out wide and firing the ball across goal, and the keeper made an attempt to cut it out, couldn't reach it, and Battle just sticks it in the way she does.
Fields there, wins the flick on, gets it back to the halfway line to Jean to Davis back to Jean. Inside FC's half, through the middle it goes to find Fields on the edge of the centre circle inside to Tom Finney's half. Square to Garner out to his left-hand side to find Chambers, who's onside. Chambers, oh nice, beats Triano to the edge of the box on the left-hand side. Cross comes in, poor cross, breaks to Garner. Doesn't miss that time. To the goalkeeper's right-hand side, into the bottom corner, 42 minutes played.
Well, Garner's had a few sighters in this first half, and most of them have gone wide, but this time she does hit the target with a bit of aplomb there into the corner, and FC coasting as the first half draws towards a close.
Smith.
Good lively tempo to this
second absolutely.
Half.
And Park now out towards the right hand side, headed clear there by Carrington. Second ball picked up by Greenall to Garner. Garner finds Fields. Fields now waiting for that run there of Chambers, and finds Chambers. Chambers on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Opens up a body shot, comes in. There's Battle. In fact, Battle lets it roll in. That's Kirsten Chambers with that goal there. And 9 minutes into this second half, it's 6-0. And very, very selfless that from Battle, because she could have helped it on its way, but judged the bounce and saw that it was going in, so let Chambers have it.
Yeah, I think if she didn't have a hat-trick behind her already in the first 20-odd minutes, she might have thought, I'll stick this in. But I think, due respect to the captain there, she hadn't scored this afternoon, and she's allowed her a goal there.
Jean leaves it for Garner. Garner back in field there with a nice flick to find Foster. Foster over the halfway line to Field. Field helps that onto Chambers. Chambers is onside on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Only one red shirt in the box. Chambers carries on regardless. Still with the ball. Chambers. Well, 7-0.
Complete solo effort once she got the ball out wide. I don't think she had anything else on her mind there apart from cutting in and scoring. She went past the first player and then drew the second one and said, well, I'm close enough to goal now, I'll just stick it in.
12 minutes gone in this second half. It's FC United and Manchester 7, Sir Tom Finney 0. Here's O'Gara now. O'Gara launches a long ball forward and Battle's going to get on that ball, I think. The lob's on. Crosses on two. There's O'Keefe on the back post. And just like that, FC United make it 8-0 on 78 minutes. Just as Sir Tom Finney crafted their first real chance of the game. FC United go the other end. A great ball by O'Gara. And another fine pass from Battle. And there's O'Keefe, as you can't miss, Paul.
I think Sir Tom Finney were punished for their effrontery there to threaten our goal. So we swept up the other end and knocked in the eighth.
Throw-in taken by Hadjovic. Back it goes. Cleared there by Hindall. One bounce and Triano's there. So's McCarrick. McCarrick wins the battle. McCarrick now on the ball. More tricks than Paul Daniels. Still with the ball. Infield it comes. Find Greenall. Greenall there looking to find either Battle or O'Keefe. She finds O'Keefe. O'Keefe rounds the goalkeeper. This is going to be her second. And that, Paul, is 9-0. With 10 minutes left.
Well, the through ball was... The through ball was so good. There was a choice of two and Amy O'Keefe decided to take over and just skated past the last man and past the keeper and stuck it in the goal. And that's the quality of the bench, I'm afraid, that FC have got. And it's very, very hard to compete with a team that's playing on a grass pitch like this, that's keeping the ball and passing it so well.